Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Hunter and the video gaming team play in the gym for an audience. Goldie and Maya watch.
Come on, faster.
Yeah, join me.
Okay.
All right, this kid's back, don't worry. I'm gonna gander.
Well, hike up your skirt and do it quick. We need you over here.
Target annihilated. Let's do this.
They're in a sec. I'm destroying minions up the left.
BJ, cover me with a taunt.
Coming up, they're gonna be on us like girls at an H&M sale.
All right, let's move in, guys. All right, come on. Boss, drop your rage.
Rage drop.
Faster. Come on. We got this.
The scoreboard appears on the large viewing screen. It reads, victory.
Yes!
We did it!
We're actually going to regionals. If I bring home a trophy, my parents will die.
Gotta admit, you were right about ganking that girl first.
One day you'll learn. Never doubt Hunter Hollingsworth.
Guys? I hate to burst your well-deserved bubble, but statistically, we barely won.
They look at the score.
We were down to our last hit points. Any one of us could have died.
So we didn't.
Yeah, but have you seen the other teams in regionals?
Newman High are beasts.
We can take those guys.
On these laggy machines? I thought mine was gonna freeze entirely.
And I heard Northern's playing on Digital Storm GTX 980s.
So we give up? We are this close to hanging a banner in the gym and being heroes to this stupid school.
Students walk by.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, but on these CPUs, in a game of millimeters, we're miles away.
No, I refuse to accept defeat before battle. I'll get us new computers.
How?
I told you, never doubt Hunter Hollingsworth.
Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, I know I can make it through. Words appear, hashtag not all men. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs. Grace and Zoe ride side by side in the back of an SUV driven by an attractive woman with long dark hair. They text each other. Zoe sends an egg in a frying pan emoji.
Skip breakfast too, huh? Let's hit the calf before class. One benefit of CF, my body needs all the fat it can get.
Grace sends several food emojis.
That much? Stop.
If I'm gonna be your chauffeur, at least you can do is talk to me. Who raised you to be so rude?
Maybe I got it from my dad.
The woman glances in the rearview mirror. They pull up to school and Grace texts Zoe, your mom's kinda hot when she's angry. They climb out the back door.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Grace walks off. Zoe stays.
Sorry, I know you hate it when I mention my father, whoever he is.
That's not it. That girl has a crush on you.
That's why you're being all pissy?
She's not the kind of person you should be hanging out with.
What kind?
You don't want people to think you're gay.
Ms. Rivas leans toward her daughter.
Would that be the worst thing in the world?
You have other friends, Zoe. I'd rather you hang out with them, okay?
Zoe pulls away from the SUV with a frown. She looks up at Grace, who chuckles at something on her phone in front of school. Jonah stands in front of a table in the school foyer.
Come volunteer at New Lane Teen Addiction Center.
He spots Frankie approaching, her nose in the book, The Stranger. He stands in front of her. She steps around him, but he blocks her again.
Can I help you?
Spoiler alert, life is meaningless.
Tell me about it.
But it doesn't have to be.
Oh, yeah? You found a way to make my existence less pointless?
Well, no, not yours. You're kind of a lost cause, but you could help other people find their way.
He gives a brochure.
I run pro-social activities at a teen addiction center.
I'm not even an amateur social right now. I'd rather be alone.
Yep, makes sense.
He follows her and she turns.
What does that mean?
You're one of those girls who's too spoiled to care about anybody else.
You don't know me.
I can guess. Good grades, mostly due to tutors. You have never heard the phrase, we can't afford that. And your biggest problem is some guy who's barely good enough for you dumped you and now you feel lost.
So what you're saying is I'm your type.
Look, these kids, they have real problems. Addiction, poverty, rough home lives. Come volunteer.
What would I have to do?
Well, this week we're playing Woods War. Do you have any tennis balls?
Only like 5 dozen. I practically grew up on the courts.
Yeah, I was gonna guess that too. Sound good?
Jonah holds up a brochure and she takes it, smiling slightly as she walks off. Hunter walks through the hall wearing his gaming headset attached to his phone.
We don't even need any money. It's just a one-time donation of technology. That's very generous of you, sir, but in order for our gaming team to be competitive, we would need new computers. But you just have them lying around. I'm... Trap!
He rips off the headset and turns to see Miles and Esme smirking at him.
Would you delinquents just move along to skipping class and leave me alone?
Hey, nothing's that serious.
What would you know? If I don't get that tech, then we don't go to Nationals and Boz, Vijay, and Yael are pissed.
Where's Nationals?
Vancouver.
Which means hotels. Oh, you dog. You're hoping to get some, huh?
No. It's just about video games. Just shut up and let me think.
Why not just ask Dad for the money?
Like he'd support my little games. Maybe if it was basketball.
People would actually pay to watch because, you know, it's a sport.
Hey, loads of people watch our live streams. We have fans.
Really? Are they here? Please, ladies. Give him some space.
Hey, you want an autograph? That'll be $5. No, $10.
Miles and Esme grin.
You know, contrary to popular belief, you're not a total waste of space.
They walk off laughing. Hunter answers his phone.
Yeah, Elle, do you still have that cosplay costume in your locker? I think I know a way we're gonna get that money.
Zoe sits on a bench at the bottom of stairs, watching her laptop.
Fighting with your mom again?
She keeps her earbuds in as Tristan sits next to her and looks at her screen.
The Gilmore Girls binge is a dead giveaway, hun. Oh, spoiler alert. Jess swoops back in and Rory totally kisses him.
Zoe takes out her earbuds.
My mom forbade me from hanging out with Grace.
Oh my God. Did she figure it out?
She thinks Grace likes me.
But it's not Grace she's worried about. It's okay. My parents knew I was gay before I did it. It's kind of sweet.
Except your parents aren't strict Roman Catholics who disown you.
But you're not gonna stop talking to your crush, though.
She looks away.
Just wish I could find my dad and ask him what he thinks.
Okay, David Sutcliffe played a cool TV dad, but you don't still think he's like...
My mom was an extra on Gilmore Girls. What? He acts, I act, it's possible. Look at our noses.
She shows a picture of David.
He's in town shooting a movie.
And you're gonna go all Maury on his ass and request a paternity test?
Zoe shrugs and he touches her shoulder.
I'll see you in class.
Tristan rises from the bench and walks off.
I'll go.
Grace comes down the stairs.
I have got to get a better hiding spot. What'd you hear?
All about your celebrity dad.
You think I should be medicated?
I think we should go ask him.
Oui?
If this is why you've been acting so weird, then yeah. I miss my friend.
The gaming team watches a video of themselves dressed as video game characters.
Do you love Degrassi Panthers gaming team?
Then donate to our crowdfunding campaign.
Your donation will help support the destruction of our enemies. Rest in pieces, ladies. Help us level up our tech.
Let's take this to the next level.
And guarantee yourself access to all our exclusive trick shot vids.
Oops, dropped your purse.
With $5,000, we can dominate regionals and bring a national championship.
To the kingdom of Degrassi.
Great. I look great in that.
For what we paid to make it, it has incredible production value.
It didn't cost us anything. Yeah, Elle?
I like it. It's really cool.
But...
what if people think it's stupid?
People who think that wouldn't give us any money anyway. Okay, look. Even if everyone mocks us and we make no money, I have to know we did everything we could to win.
Miles uploads the video to a crowdfunding site with a goal of $5,000.
Posted.
Elsewhere, Shay and Frankie walk by Tiny and Lola kissing in the hall.
They should have to do that off of school property.
Do you think I'm spoiled?
Sorry, Shay Powers is not available. Please leave a message.
Beep. Well, not anymore. I'm thinking of volunteering. Wanna come?
Cancel your plans tonight, amiguitas. We're hitting the town.
I can't.
You have to. I've been talking to Tiny for 2 weeks, and we haven't hung out as a group. And I'm not gonna become one of those girls.
I promised Jonah I'd volunteer with them.
The guy whose hairstyle is needs a bath? Ew, no.
They signed up. They can't bail.
Fine, then it'll just be me, Tiny, and Shay. Fun little threesome.
With a grin, Lola walks off.
You can't ditch me.
Well, I'm serious about helping people.
Then help me not be alone with the guy I like and our friend who makes out with him all over the school. You're not gonna change the world in a day.
In a room, gaming team practices. Hunter stares at his phone.
BJ, once you finish juggling, you have to race back to join us or we'll all get destroyed like this.
100% more Barry Allen. Got it.
Is it even possible to move like the Flash on these laggy machines? Hunter, you called this practice.
We might not need it anymore.
He shows they've raised $1,000.
We can get the new gear.
In roughly 4 days by my count.
We need to get back to work. We need to research the new gear.
Tristan enters and they all turn to stare at him.
Can we help you?
Have you heard what people are saying about you guys?
For the last time, if people are making fun of us, we don't care.
Yeah, they're not making fun. They're saying your video and your club is misogynist and that it celebrates sexualized violence. Anyways, there's an emergency meeting in student council after school.
Tristan hands him a paper.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Then who do I shoot?
Hunter glares wide-eyed. On a film set, two men carry sandbags. Zoe and Grace peek around the back of a truck.
There's this trailer.
They step out, looking around. The two girls pass equipment and people dressed in period costumes. They approach a trailer with the name David Sutcliffe on the door. Zoe swings it open and they step inside. Zoe peers around the neat trailer and Grace closes the door behind them.
So, what's the plan?
I didn't think we'd get this far.
What if he comes back?
You're right, we should go.
Well, we should find some hair. We can do a DNA test or whatever.
What if it's not a match?
Then you'll know.
And what if it is a match, but he just doesn't want me? Or never did?
Then you'll know. Why are you freaking out all of a sudden?
I'm not ready for this.
Would you really rather live a lie than know the truth?
Zoe glances sideways.
Okay, let's find some hair and go.
Zoe sets her bag down.
Coat.
Check the collar.
As Zoe picks up the leather jacket, Grace goes to the other room.
Underwear. Large.
Gross. That's my dad's. Maybe.
Their faces fall as David Sutcliffe enters the trailer. Grace still holds his underwear.
What the hell's going on here?
Nothing. We can explain.
All right, I'm calling security. You two sit down and stay put.
He gets out his phone.
Sit down.
Student council room.
Down. One at a time. We're here to discuss the future of Gamer Club, not snipe at each other. Maya, the feminist club still has the floor.
As I was saying, when Hunter and his friends play their games, they say a lot of really sexist stuff.
So you've been spying on us?
You play in the gym.
You wouldn't say anything offensive in there.
Hike up your skirt, referring to the victims only as ladies.
Fine, we'll stop. Can I go?
That's not all. Your game also hypersexualizes women.
Goldie shows female avatars.
And the men are shown as powerful and notably clothed.
Those aren't even humans. Those are like animals and plants and robots and stuff. Like,
yeah, with tons of cleave.
And how is that any different from a cheerleading uniform?
They're regularly attacked. It's potentially harmful to any woman who's experienced violence.
Zig watches from the side. Goldie plays clips from the game of female characters being killed.
You do know we have a football team, right? And those guys are actually trying to hurt each other?
Your game normalizes male violence against women. Imagine how that feels to a sexual assault survivor.
They don't have to watch.
But it's in their halls. The school can't continue to sanction this potentially triggering activity.
Triggering? Well, let's ban everything that triggers anyone's fear, right? Like blonde hair, which triggers my fear of populars mocking me for whatever fashion faux pas I've made. Like your meathead boy toy, who I am afraid will punch me if I make eye contact with him in gym. Or like your headgear, triggering my fear that you'll snap and blow us all up. Okay, everything is a trigger, everyone's scared, that's high school.
Hunter stands, his mouth set. Maya looks away, and Goldie's open mouth morphs into a frown as she glares at him in her striped hijab.
This whole thing is stupid.
He looks down. In David Sutcliffe's trailer, Grace and Zoe sit as he talks on his phone.
No, I'm telling you, they were just in here. Yeah, I can wait.
This is all a misunderstanding.
Gilmore Girls goes up on Netflix, and it's like a whole new generation of you stalker fangirls.
I don't even know who you are.
You're holding my underwear.
Because I'm your daughter.
What?
My mom was an extra on the show, and she always hinted that maybe something happened.
That's ridiculous.
We need the underwear to know for sure, unless you'll give us blood.
No one's getting my blood. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm not your dad. There's no way. I don't mix business with pleasure, and I was never into sleeping with extras.
Zoe looks down.
I'm really sorry we bothered you.
His face softens.
Whatever. Forget it. Just go.
Gladly.
On her way out, Grace throws the underwear down.
You gonna be okay?
I don't know. My mom doesn't want me to be like this, so.
A girl who breaks into trailers?
Girl who likes girls.
His mouth opens.
Sorry. Not your problem. I just thought that if you were my dad, I could come live with you and everything would be okay.
He focuses on her.
It will be.
So I can come live with you?
No, but you should stop caring what your mom says. You can't live a lie for her.
Even if the truth makes her hate me?
Look, I know this is gonna sound like fatherly advice from some teen show, but it also happens to be true. It's your life, not hers. And you can only ever make yourself happy.
With a glance to the side, Zoe nods.
Hey, do you think I could call you sometime?
Absolutely not.
He motions to the door. At the dot, Tiny, Lola, Frankie, and Shay have ice cream sundaes. Lola grimaces when she takes a bite.
What in dog's name is that?
A praline? You're eating pralines and cream. It's not just a clever name.
Didn't you order cookies and cream?
I don't want to make a fuss.
My girl paid for cookies. My girl's getting cookies.
Tiny and Lola walk to the counter with her sundae, leaving Shay and Frankie at the table.
This is torture.
Then let's leave. What are we doing here anyway? Eating sundaes? This is childish. I should already be volunteering.
But if we go, then I have a problem with the relationship.
You do have a problem with their relationship.
Okay, I don't want Lola to know that.
No, you know what? You chose not to go out with him. You're not allowed to be upset about it.
Says the girl who's chosen to be upset about Winston for the past month. We were there for you.
Changed my mind, got super kid. Look, rainbows.
Shay forces a smile. Elsewhere, Hunter storms into the gaming practice room. He smashes keyboards on the floor. He picks up a monitor.
What are you doing?
He sets it down.
Hey, shut us down. We aren't fit to represent the school, so who cares? We don't need this junk.
That's it then? You're just giving up?
They're allowed to say whatever they want to say about us, but as soon as I say anything back, I'm the monster.
Well, they're idiots!
You don't hate me?
The red-haired gamer, Yael, sighs.
I heard what you said. That was dumb stuff, sure. But I know you're not racist or sexist. I mean, you're my best friend.
All I wanted to do was win the championship with you guys.
Then stop smashing things and find a way to fix this.
After Yael leaves, Hunter leans on the table, his eyes shifting. In a wooded area with picnic tables, Jonah and a few other volunteers pick up pizza boxes and trash as Frankie approaches.
So what are we playing?
We're playing.
Don't tell me I missed it.
Okay, how about I tell you that you ruined it?
Well, I'm just a little late.
2 full hours. You failed to bring the tennis ball, so we had to switch games at the last minute and play Capture the Flag for the billionth time.
I'm sorry. I had to do something first. You're not on face range. I didn't know how to get a hold of you.
Frankie, these kids need somebody who's not going to let them down. And you're late because, let me guess, you had a fashion emergency, bestie drama.
I wanted to be here, not with my stupid friends.
And yet you weren't.
I can do better.
I doubt it. Yeah, I think you're just addicted to the drama of being miserable. And you know, everybody who comes here, they are actually trying to change. Everybody but you.
Frankie's eyes glisten as Jonah walks off holding stacks of empty pizza boxes. Zoe and Grace walk down the street, bags slung over their shoulders.
On the bright side, you've ruled him out. 1 down, $3.5 billion to go.
You think this is a joke?
I'm trying to cheer you up.
I have no one. No dad, an awful mother.
Your mom's not that bad.
Zoe stops, turning to face Grace.
She said I can't hang out with you.
Grace's forehead wrinkles, and she looks at the ground.
I'm all alone in this world.
No, you're not.
Oh, really? Who do I have?
Me, dummy. Girl just broke into a TV star's trailer for you.
Grace breaks into a grin, and Zoe gazes at her. She takes a step forward and kisses Grace, resting her hands on her shoulders. As they pull away, Grace stares at her, and Zoe smiles. Frankie strides into her backyard past the pool. She bumps into a pair of legs hanging off a lounge chair.
Oh.
Winston sits up groggily.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I should go.
Winston, why are you even here?
Oh, I was crazy enough to think that Miles was actually going to meet me to finish our history project.
That guy never comes home anymore. I think he's on drugs.
I think he's on an entire pharmacy.
Frankie looks away with tears in her eyes.
What's wrong, Franks?
This isn't your job anymore.
I know, but you're sad. And I'm here.
She meets his gaze.
I don't know who to be. My friends don't want me to change, but I don't feel the same, you know? Everything was simpler last year. It was so much easier to be happy.
Frankie shakes her head.
I just wish we could go back.
Winston averts his gaze.
I wish we could too.
He steps around and walks past her, his brow furrowed. She turns to watch him go. In the student council room, Tristan and Goldie stand close together. Hunter approaches them.
Both Simpson and the PTA approached me.
Because that's what I was thinking about the whole thing. I didn't really like the idea.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Please don't shut us down just because I said some things the wrong way.
And what, pray tell, was the right way to stereotype my entire religion?
I was trying to make a point about irrational fear. I think it's dumb that people think that. Okay, I've got solutions, all right? We'll ditch the headsets, no more trash talk, and we just won't use the female characters at all.
So there's gonna be no female representation?
What? There's a girl on the team.
Just one. And on the other teams, I've seen pretty much none.
It's not my fault that guys are better than girls at video games.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's not what I'm... Guys grow up playing video games, okay? I don't know why, but by now they're better. It's just reality, okay? I'm trying.
How about you try a different video game?
No.
I thought we were talking solutions. What about Wii Bowling?
Oh my God. You don't get it, do you? This is the game. Like at Nationals, like in the pros. I didn't design it, I just play it.
Okay, the PTA already heard about the meeting in Simpson 2, and they've asked for the club to be shut down.
That's bull. When you were elected, you said you'd fight for us.
Well, I have to pick my battles, and you made this one too hard to win.
Hunter glares at them as he backs out of the room. He walks over to the gaming practice room where his team, Vijay, Yael, and clean-cut Boz wait for him.
I just need to grab my...
We all heard that.
Yeah. Well, I failed again, so...
But you fought for us. No one ever fights for us.
And now it's clear those social justice warriors don't even know what they're talking about. So you guys aren't mad?
Regionals may be kaput, but we'll still follow you into any battle.
Any battle?
He smiles, and she nods at him.
Because I think I might know our next one.
Really? What?
Revenge.
Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Anna Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim. Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric
up
Osborne,
next,
Dante
this could be
Stop,
us, but you play
Olivia
it.
Scriven,
Zip feels
Sarah
insecure
Wayne
when Maya and Jonah go to New York
Walters,
to visit a producer. Miles spirals out of control. Zoe Diarasis and Grace try being more than friends.
The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and Mark Degrassi and associated names and Mark.